then stops. My gracious, I almost forgot. How did your mother do last night? I'm not ready to explain because I'd have to confess I don't know when Mom will be back. The Grand Ole Opry had a fire and they postponed the contest. Oh my goodness, did anyone get hurt? Oh, no, it only burned in the part where they were going to hold the contest. Her forehead wrinkles. Oh, well, I see. They haven't rescheduled it yet. Mom's hanging around till it's over. Mrs. McKnight's smile makes my stomach knot up. Well, wish her the best of luck for me when you speak to her. I take off for the garage and wonder why I lied to Mrs. McKnight. She's the nicest person I've ever known, and I lied to her as easy as I did to my math teacher when I told him I forgot my homework. Only this lie makes me feel worse.
It's clear that Toby is worried about his mom's decision to stay in Nashville, worried enough to lie to Mrs. McKnight about a fire postponing the contest. And Mrs. McKnight's wrinkled forehead shows that she thinks he's probably lying. Toby's lie is bound to catch up with him. Sooner or later, everyone is going to know there wasn't a fire at the Grand Ole Opry. The Grand Ole Opry is a very famous country music hall, and people would definitely know if there had been a fire there. Let's pick it up after the break on page 87, starting with Miss Murdy May's house.
Miss Murdy May's house is around the corner from ours on Cottonwood Street, so I don't have to drag the lawnmower very far. The Pruitt home is the biggest house in Antler. It stands green and tall behind two huge willow trees. Their house is the first one Cal